The Chilkat Valley Preschool closed this week in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Board President Carrie Johnson said safety and finances are the biggest concerns.
You know, it was a hard decision, but it wasn't too hard of a decision, if that makes sense. Like, we knew what we needed to do.
The nonprofit child care center is technically an essential service, according to the state. It doesn't have to close until May 1st, like schools do. But Johnson said the state's safety recommendations to stay open aren't realistic for the preschool.
With the regulations of less than 10 kids and making sure kids are 6 feet apart, keeping preschoolers apart from each other is pretty impossible.
There are usually about 15 kids at the preschool. Since the organization pays its bills and employees' salary from tuition, reducing the number of students by a third would put them in the red. Right now, they have enough cash to pay the utilities and be ready to reopen in May if health conditions improve. Chilkat Valley Preschool is not the only child care service to make the call. Head Start is a state and federally funded preschool. It did not reopen after spring break. And Kids Are Fun, Kim Larson's licensed in-home daycare, will close until further notice at the end of the week. Larson said she will watch the children of essential workers like medical staff if the need arises. Chilkat Valley parents said available and affordable childcare were top concerns in a Haynes Economic Development Corporation study last fall. Now, there's essentially none.
Probably more people are concerned about employment at this point.
HEDC Director Margaret Friedenauer said lack of childcare could be an issue as people cobble together employment in the wake of coronavirus layoffs.
If you're a family, a lot of times the kind of employment you can take and the kind of jobs that you can take depend on if you have available and affordable childcare to go with that.
But she said there's a silver lining. As families hunker down and many parents begin to work from home, they may discover work and kids can mix. For parents, this is a new challenge. It affects Johnson, too. She's working from home as a result of the borough's shelter-in-place order. One of her two children attended Chilkat Valley Preschool, the one she had to help decide to close. But Johnson says she's not the one making the biggest adjustment.
I think the biggest piece, honestly, that I think has been hard for me as a mom and seeing this and is the kids miss other kids. My daughter keeps asking about her friends and wanting to go over to someone's house and play. And I think that's been the hardest thing.
Chilkat Valley preschool teachers plan to organize a meetup for the kids so they can at least see each other, even if they can't touch. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.